Flip Sample Pierre, the surgeon care. Today's date is 06/01/2024. Dictation is for Yvonne Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Yvonne spells Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 11/18/1969. This is a 54-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Yvonne has a history of type 2 diabetes, iron deficiency anemia, hypercholesterolemia, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension. Is there a follow-up with these conditions and medication refill? She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. Patient indicated that her last mammogram was approximately 2 or 3 years ago. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 90, 100% at room air. Blood pressure 144/82. Pulse 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2, diabetes type 2, number 3, obesity, number 4, iron deficiency anemia, number 5, hypercholesterolemia, number 6, vitamin D deficiency, number 4, number 7, hypertension, period. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient and I discussed routine mammogram. She indicated that her last was several years ago. She was given a consult for a mammogram. Also, she indicated that she was scheduled to have her pap smear done by a female doctor, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Ozempic, 2 mg/3 mL, and start with 0.25 milligrams weekly for 4 weeks. Then 0.50 milligrams weekly for another 4 weeks. Then 1 milligram for weekly for another 4 weeks. She's encouraged lifestyle changes, namely exercise and diet and exercise, period. In the event that Ozempic would take a while to get to her because of insurance issues, she was given the following: metformin 850 milligrams, 1 POB ID, 90 days, number 180. Glipizide ER 2.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, ferrosulfate 325 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Decara 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, amlodipine 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin B12, and vitamin D. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of dictation.